This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am embracing the big picture of my life and not sweating the small stuff. Sometimes when I feel as though I am falling short, I can get into a pattern of chiding myself. And I can do this especially in the summertime. In the summertime, I tend to miss church a little more often, and sometimes not for good reason. You know, the weather might just be beautiful outside, and I might be drawn to being more outside than indoors. I also travel a bit more in the summertime. So I think it's the summertime when I just feel like I've fallen short because I've fallen off my routine. The first thing I had to teach myself was that my routine won't save me. The second thing I had to show myself was that God sees the big picture of who I am, and He's not caught up in all of this day-to-day small stuff like my mind is wired to see it in that way. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Peter. You know, whenever I think about someone who has spiritually evolved, I go to Peter. And as we know, he denied Christ, but in the later years, his spirituality would have evolved so much that sick people would bring their mats out into the street for the chance that Peter's shadow might fall on them. Think about that, the power of one's shadow. And so God knew the larger plan for Peter's life. And just as He knew that for Peter's life, He knows it for our life too. So let us cling to these words. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace the big picture of your life.